Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wawa Spot!
Hi everyone, welcome to Wawa Spot Kids Podcast. Again, this is Lisa Chang talking from Calgary, Alberta, Canada. Today, we're going to continue to talk about the story of Alice in Wonderland. We're starting this new chapter called The Queen's Croquet Ground.
Alice is falling, everything is so dark, she couldn't see a thing. There were bookshelves and cupboards, and a jar of magic potion. Down, 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 down.
A large rose tree stood near the entrance of the garden. The roses growing on it were white, but there were three gardeners at it, busily painting them red. Alice thought this a very curious thing, and she went nearer to watch them. And just as she came up to them, she heard one of them say, "Look out now, Five. Don't go splashing paint over me like that."
"I couldn't help it," said Five in a sulky tone. "Seven jogged my elbow."
On which Seven looked up and said,
"That's right, Five. Always lay the blame on others."
"You'd better not talk," said Five. "I heard the queen say only yesterday you deserve to be beheaded."
"What for?" said the one who had spoken first.
"That's none of your business, Two," said Seven.
"Yes, it is his business," said Five, "and I'll tell him it was for bringing the cook tulip roots instead of onions."
Seven flung down his brush and had just begun.
"Well, of all the unjust things," when his eye chanced to fall upon Alice, as she stood watching them, and he checked himself suddenly. The others looked around also, and all of them bowed low.
"Would you tell me, please," said Alice, a little timidly, "why you are painting those roses?"
Five and Seven said nothing, but looked at Two. Two began in a low voice, "Why, the fact is, you see, miss, this here ought to have been a red rose tree, and we put a white one in by mistake. And if the queen was to find it out, we shall all have our heads cut off, you know. So you see, miss, we're doing our best before she comes to..." At this moment, Five, who had been anxiously looking across the garden, called out,
"The queen! The queen!"
And the three gardeners instantly threw themselves flat upon their faces. There was a sound of many footsteps, and Alice looked round, eager to see the queen. First came 10 soldiers carrying clubs. These were all shaped like the three gardeners, oblong and flat, with their hands and feet at the corners. Next, the 10 courtiers. These were ornamented all over with diamonds and walked two and two as the soldiers did. After these came the royal children. There were 10 of them, and the little dears came jumping merrily along, hand in hand in couples. They were all ornamented with hearts. Next came the guests, mostly kings and queens, and among them Alice recognized White Rabbit. It was talking in a hurried, nervous manner, smiling at everything that was said, and went by without noticing her. Then followed the Knave of Hearts, carrying the king's crown on a crimson velvet cushion. And last of all, this grand procession, came the King and the Queen of Hearts. Alice was rather doubtful whether she ought not to lie down on her face like the three gardeners, but she could not remember ever having heard of such a rule at processions. And besides, what would be the use of a procession, thought she, if people had all to lie down upon their faces so that they couldn't see it? So she stood where she was and waited. When the procession came opposite to Alice, they all stopped and looked at her, and the queen said severely,
"Who is this?"
She said it to the Knave of Hearts, who only bowed and smiled in reply.
"Idiot," said the queen, tossing her head impatiently. And turning to Alice, she went on,
What's your name, child?
My name is Alice, so please your majesty, said Alice very politely, but she added to herself, Why, they're only a pack of cards after all. I needn't be afraid of them.
And who are these?
Said the queen, pointing to the three gardeners who were lying around the rose tree. For you see, as they were lying on their faces, and the pattern on their backs were the same as the rest of the pack. She could not tell whether they were gardeners, or soldiers, or courtiers, or three of her own children.
How should I know? Said Alice, surprised at her own courage. It's no business of mine.
The queen turned crimson with fury and, after glaring at her for a moment like a wild beast, began screaming,
Off with your head! Off with!
Nonsense! Said Alice very loudly and decidedly, and the queen was silent. The king laid his hand upon her arm and timidly said,
Consider, my dear, she is only a child.
The queen turned angrily away from him and said to the knave,
Turn them over.
The knave did so very carefully with one foot.
Get up,
said the queen in a very loud voice, and the three gardeners instantly jumped up and began bowing to the king, the queen, and the royal children and everybody else.
Leave of that, screamed the queen. You make me giddy.
And then, turning to the rose tree, she went on, What have you been doing here?
May it please you, Majesty, said Tu in a very humble voice, going down on one knee as he spoke, we were trying.
I see, said the queen, who had meanwhile been examining the roses. Off with their heads.
And the procession moved on, three of the soldiers remaining behind to execute the unfortunate gardeners who ran to Alice for protection.
You shan't be beheaded, said Alice,
and she put them into a large flower pot that stood near. The three soldiers wandered about for a minute or two looking for them and then quietly marched off after the others.
Are their heads off? Shouted the queen.
Their heads are gone, if it please you, your majesty, the soldiers shouted in reply.
That's right, shouted the queen. Can you play croquet?
The soldiers were silent and looked at Alice as the question was evidently meant for her.
Yes, shouted Alice.
Come on then,
roared the queen, and Alice joined the procession, wondering very much what would happen next.
It's a very fine day, said a timid voice at her side. She was walking by the white rabbit, who was peeping anxiously into her face.
Very, said Alice. Where's the duchess?
Hush, hush, said the rabbit in a low, hurried tone. He looked anxiously over his shoulder as he spoke, and then raised himself up tiptoe, put his mouth close to her ear, and whispered,
She's under sentence of execution.
What for? Said Alice.
Did you say, what a pity?
The rabbit asked.
No, I didn't, said Alice. I don't think it's at all a pity. I said, what for?
She boxed the queen's ears, the rabbit began.
Alice gave a little scream of laughter.
Oh, hush! The rabbit whispered in a frightened tone. The queen will hear you. You see, she came rather late, and the queen said,
Get to your places,
shouted the queen in a voice of thunder, and the people began running about in all directions, tumbling up against each other. However, they got settled down in a minute or two, and the game began. So this chapter is called The Queen's Croquet Ground. Alice first saw the three gardeners painting the roses in red. And the funny thing is the gardeners all look like playing cards. And then the other people she saw in the procession is like a parade, a march, all look like cards
And their name are very interesting, like the Knave of Hearts. The Knave of Hearts is actually, in a playing card, there is such character or such card, Knave of Hearts. And also, in the procession, there were the King and the Queen of Hearts as well. And she found it very, very curious. Curious is very interesting. I think the Queen is very scary. Very, very powerful and dominant and scary. And also, the most intriguing thing is Alice actually saw the white rabbit in the procession. At this time, I think the rabbit was a little more friendly to Alice. And he seems to know Alice somehow a little bit. And then, so now the queen asked Alice, do you play croquet? And then the queen wanted Alice to join her with the game. So what's going to happen after? We'll talk about it in our next episode.
Alice is falling, everything is so dark, she couldn't see a thing. There were bookshelves and cupboards, and a jar of magic potion. Down, 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 down.
Starry night, the moon is bright, we'll sing a happy song.
Wow, a spot!